Good, this is Kip Funk here on Selective Stars on 5FM, and that was an incredible track by our guest this evening, Gabbana. It's off his album that dropped in 2021. The name of the tune is Oceans, and I rinsed that tune and still continue to play that in all of my sets. And it took me all week to get hold of Gabbana, and finally we have him on the phone. Gabbana, what's happening, my man?
All good on my side, kid. How's you? How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so happy that we managed to connect. I know that you've got an album dropping on the 29th of April, and I was trying my utmost hardest. I was really pushing to make sure that I got hold of you for today's interview, because I wanted myself and Selective Stars listeners to be able to get a preview of the album before it dropped. How have things been with you? I know you dropped an album over COVID. You dropped 11 in 2021. How did things work out for you since that release? Because that was really my introduction to you as a producer.
Oh, really? Because of I dropped 11 in 2020 on Christmas. Then it didn't take off as planned because of the COVID and the lockdowns and everything that was happening at the time.
Yeah.
But then I think maybe 3 months into it or 2 months into the album, and you started playing some of the songs on your show. A lot of guys started playing the songs, and some songs went viral on TikTok. So after 2 months of everything in 2021, I started getting bookings and stuff. So only to find out that the album is doing very well. It exceeded my expectations because I was just dropping so that I can keep people talking, you know. But actually, it took my music career to a whole new level. And then this is why I'm releasing consistently now. There's always that pressure that I have to release an album that's on the same level or even higher than 11. But I wasn't expecting this, man.
Bro, I tell you, it was definitely a highlight. I know I was a bit late on it, and it was actually FKA Mash who pointed me in your direction. He was like, yo, have you heard Gabbana? And I was like, who? And he actually sent me the record. And then, you know, things evolved. I started playing it on the radio show, started playing it in my DJ sets. You've become a big part of my DJ sets across the world. Your music really, really slaps. And that's why it was so important for me to have you on the show today, because you have TDHK, your new album dropping on the 29th of April. Tell us what that means and tell us what we can expect, because I've only heard one song.
Yeah, TDHK is a continuation of 11. I used actually the same concept, not really the same sound, but the inspiration comes from 11, you know, because of every time I went to gigs, people wanted to hear more of 11. I think people didn't think that I was capable of that sound, because of I like trying different sounds. And people only know a few sounds, like the deep tech sounds, because of most of my inspirations come from international DJs, your Jimmy or Dell. So I wanted to come up with something different, with your Good Summer Loving and Oceans. Those are two different songs, totally different songs, because I was trying to showcase my different sides and different styles. So that's the same thing with TDHK, but it's a bit more underground, because of I like experimenting with new sounds and new ideas, and fusing R&B, sometimes even techno, into my music. So TDHK is actually a continuation of 11. But there's actually more coming. I'm just bringing people for more stuff that's in the background.
I am so excited. I've only heard one song, and I know that you've got a 45-minute mix prepared for us, which you're going to focus on showcasing this new album of yours a week before it comes out. So shout out to you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got in store for us, and I truly do trust you as a producer. But because I have an extra hour now on Selective Stars every week, used to be 2 hours, now we're 3 hours every single week, I use this time to educate myself through the guests that come on the show. So I've got a question for you before we get into your mix. Who am I sleeping on from a local production point of view?
I think I have an obsession with one guy. Every time I hear his music, just recently released his album, Hyperphonic.
Is the next.
Yeah, Hyperphonic is my guy, because I remember the first time I heard his song, someone sent it to me, Exo, why don't you work with Hyper? I'm like, I don't know the guy, send me his music and I'll play it at maybe at a gig or two. I don't remember the name of the song, but I played a song that Hyper actually sent it to me on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually sleeping on this guy and everyone is sleeping on this guy. I think he's like, for 2022, he's like the guy to look out for.
Tell me, before we get into your mix, give us one Hyperphonic track that you would like people to hear.
One Hyperphonic track?
Yeah, pick one.
It has to be the song that I was introduced to Hyperphonic to. I forgot the name of the song because of, you know, how he likes naming his song after scientific theories and stuff.
He's into like the stars and stuff. So I tell you what, you'll sing the song and I'm going to play it here on Selector Styles as your hotly tipped tune from my guest.
Yeah.
And then right after this, you are in the mix. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gabbana. He is playing his favorite tune from Hyperphonic, and right after this, we are getting a full album preview 1 week before it drops. Gabbana, I'm your biggest fan. Thanks for taking the time out and hanging out with me here on Selective Styles. And please keep sending us that music.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Jake.